Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, the GOAT Channel is here on a Friday morning, about 6:30 is when I record this. It's also cold outside, it's in the teens, not great, not enjoying that. I would prefer spring to be here. I don't want to wish time away, though. We might get into that today. Obviously, I'm going to talk about the playoffs this weekend. But that sounded like something interesting maybe to discuss, too. Wishing time away and time flying by, that kind of thing. Just some nonsense to talk about a little bit. But, yeah, it's a Friday morning. Cold. Not enjoying it. It's in the teens. Currently says 19 on my truck, but I don't know.
I can tell you it's not great. It is not too great.
Woke up pretty tired this morning. Woke up in the middle of last night. Couldn't sleep for a little bit, so that's probably why. Gotta get that coffee in me. I'll be ready to go. Love me 2 cups of coffee a day. It's funny, I didn't drink coffee really until about 4 years ago, I guess, around 2017, and like never really liked it. Put a bunch of sugar in it if I did drink it, and when I started drinking it. Like I would put
cream in it,
sugar, so you barely taste the coffee. And then I got to the point where eventually, for some reason, and that was like years ago, and then I got to the point now where I prefer my coffee black. So just plain coffee, nothing in it, nothing at it. The darker, the better, and it's kind of how I roll now. So something different, something happened. I don't know. I remember trying it one time. I wouldn't say I was a kid. I don't think. I think I might have been on a cruise, and we were like, you know, let's try, because that's the only thing we could order. I couldn't order drinks, obviously. I was only 18, so I don't guess I said that. Actually, I might have only been 17. But either way, I couldn't order any drinks like that. So I think I tried coffee on it, didn't like it. I think I tried another variation or version of it on a different cruise, didn't like it. Probably have tried it over time. In certain things, obviously, if you do it in a frappuccino, you don't taste it. But I tried it like iced, and I tried it in. I think the first time I tried it might have been a frappuccino, and I just didn't like it because the one I had still tasted like coffee. So then we go, I don't know, about 2017, I'm working at this place. And I started drinking some coffee, just a little bit, and I would put a ton of creamer in it, though. I'd get creamer, sugar. I would spice that thing, you know. I would basically make it taste like milk with a hint of coffee. It was fairly tasty. I would actually, I think, if I remember correctly, one thing I also began initially doing was hot chocolate and coffee mixed. And I did that for a little bit. But yeah, it's funny. And then I switched jobs. They always had coffee made until we all got kind of split up into buildings. But they would have coffee made all the time. They would make a pot of coffee. So I'd just go in there, pour me some coffee. I think I was still using creamer at that time. But I had down the dosage of creamer. So I just had, like, I was using those little single serve creamers and a cup of coffee. And then I got to the point now, and since then, and now that I use my Keurig, that I don't even want creamer. Sometimes when I like to order Starbucks, like frappes, or, you know, their sugary drinks, lattes with ice and all that stuff, sometimes if I go out, but I really enjoy I really just drink black coffee. Two cups a day of black coffee, that's what I drink. I put a K-cup in, drink it, work, you know, while I'm drinking it, it runs out. I do let it cool down just a little bit because I hate shit that burns my mouth. I absolutely hate it. So, like, even on a hot day, I would like it to be close to hot, but not quite what you would consider hot, because I don't want my tongue being burned. I hate that crap. I hate having to blow on your soup or something, or your coffee to drink it. So I'll let it sit a couple minutes. Not the cold, but enough to where I won't burn my tongue. But yeah, Coffee Rant 101, story of the Coffee King. But yeah, we will now talk about the playoffs, and then I may talk about how, you know, wishing life away and stuff. I used to hear that growing up, and it really holds a lot of merit and a lot of, you know, it really holds a lot. It just, you know, there's a lot to it. But speaking of the playoffs, let me see if I can change my phone. I didn't think the audio was great. I'm gonna try to see if it'll do better here. But yeah, so playoffs, we got the Packers, Niners. Obviously, gonna be a solid game. Seems like it'll be a solid game. The Packers do just seem like the better team. A lot of these people betting on the 49ers, I just don't see it. I'm gonna hammer in. I'm gonna bet a little bit on the Packers money line. Maybe Packers points, the spread. But if it gets under 3, because I think at one point it might have been 4, it might have been 4.5, it's 3.5. If it gets to under 3, I'm gonna hammer that. I'm gonna pick the Packers. It just feels like a different year for them. Feels like they're getting people back. Just feels like a different year for the Packers this year. Jimmy G's kind of beat up. But if he does start winning, he gets to win a few times. The issue with him is injuries, but somebody's going to give him an opportunity. Hope he can stay healthy. Similar to Tannehill. Tannehill, his injury issues are pretty well documented too. And he is a pretty solid quarterback. But then injury issues, you know, turned it around, been playing well for Tennessee, good enough to keep getting them in the playoffs, keep playing well. So, yeah, but the Packers just feel like that team this year. Maybe not team to win it all, maybe the team to win it all, but I got them winning that game, and I am going to bet a little bit on them. I'm going to throw a little bit down. Especially if that line moves to under 3. If that line moves to +2.5 or -2.5 for the Packers, I'm taking it. Now, what the 49ers do well is defense, which they showed against the Cowboys. So if that line's not prepared, it'll be a long night for the Packers. And then they run the ball. But Jimmy G's likely going to give you one. If his shoulder is really that bad, he might give you 2. And if he's really playing shitty, he might give you 3. So, if he gives you 1-2, if he gives you 1, you got to capitalize. That's going to be the key. Capitalize, score off of it. The Packers defense, just solid. They're pretty solid all around. The 49ers are going to try to run the ball, control the clock. I will say Debo's a different level. Mitchell's very good. Very good. But Debo's so versatile, and he doesn't go down. And I think that's a really big thing to their offense this year, is you just slide him back there, and he just gets you a first down. Like, that's just how it happens. Obviously, he can catch the ball. He can do screen passes. A very versatile receiver who is powerful. That's one of the keys to his game, is he's not only pretty fast and all that stuff, but he is powerful. With that said, though, I still got the Packers. I got Aaron Rodgers. I think he's going to be solid. And I think they're going to be fine this week. Next week, we might see. I don't know. But we got the Rams-Bucks next week, or this week coming up. And if we go by my predictions, we got the, I don't even know what I was going to say, the Packers. Now, you could go a lot of ways with this game, I think. I'm going to keep it pretty simple. I'm going with the Rams. And I just got a feeling the Rams are going to win. Will I bet on it? Maybe a little bit. Am I going to throw a lot on it? Probably not. Not like the Packers. I may put a few chips in the pot. I'm going to guess they're underdogs. Because they are traveling to Tampa. Tampa's defending champs. I don't know the money line. But I will say if it's about 2.5 to 3 plus Rams plus 3 plus 2.5, I'm probably going to, or not money line, but the spread, I'm probably going to take that spread because I got them winning. Well, actually, I probably just take money line because I got them winning. Might take the spread there, though, just because 3 seems like a possibility. So then we're going to see, and hopefully I'll be on here again before the playoffs, but we're going to see the Rams and Packers, and I think that could be a very good game, and I don't know who I'm going to take in that one. I do love the Packers because I love Aaron Rodgers, have a whole new level of respect for him after watching the Pat McAfee show. I might not agree with some of the stuff he says, but that dude's just legit. He seems like he gives no fucks, and I think as a celebrity, that's how you have to be. As an athlete, you got to be. You're going to care some because there's a lot of stuff that's said about you. These people trash athletes like nobody's business. So then we go and move over to the AFC. And we got some action going on. I think everybody believes Chiefs, Bills are probably the game. It's probably the might even be the Super Bowl. But we should see a fairly good Super Bowl, it seems like. But Chiefs, Bills kind of feels like that game. Kind of feels like the winner is in the Super Bowl. Kind of feels like the winner might be the Super Bowl champion. So the Bills, though, they've been a little sporadic. Now, they did some damage. Actually, both teams have been a little bit, they've had their issues. So that's going to be the thing. Which team shows up? Looked like somebody was, I don't know. Which team shows up and which team... Yeah, which team just shows up? Which team brings their full arsenal? Which team shows up, plays like the team they're capable of playing? Just like last week, the Chiefs and Bills both did it. The Chiefs, a little slower start, but they both did it. Just like parts of the season when they did it. I think that's the key factor. I don't really know how a breakdown you could do. I do think the Chiefs defense is a little worse than the Bills, or is worse than the Bills. But they did carry them through some games this year. I do think the Bills defense is a little better, and I think that's why they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. I really do, is that defense is good. Other side of the ball, though, I think you give a slight edge to the Chiefs, and then you have the Bills. And the Bills aren't far behind there, for sure. But I think the slight edge goes to the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, all the stuff he's done in his career, all the players they got. Andy Reid. They've already won a Super Bowl with Mahomes and Reid. I think you got to take that into account. But it's tough. It's going to be tough. I just like that Bills defense. Like, I don't think this is a game I touch at all, betting. Because you don't want to bet against Mahomes because he's that good. But I really like that Bills defense. I believe the Bills are probably going to win this game. I don't know what the spread would be. I'm going to think it's Chiefs. Maybe this is the game that's 2.5. I can't remember. But I believe the Bills are going to win. So I would probably go Bills money line. If I was betting on this one I got to stay away from, because I don't know. This feels like a game where if both teams show up, it might be an OT game. If one of the teams doesn't show up, doesn't get off the plane, doesn't get off the bus to play well, what can we say? Then we transition to what we would say. A lot of people are calling it the AFC runner-up game. You know, the underdog game, I would say. It's funny to say that because the Titans are the one seed, but it feels like the underdog teams. And, you know, the story of Joe Burrow making it, taking the Bengals, first playoff win since 1990-something, taking them to the AFC Championship game, the Bengals, you know, the Bengals, that's all you have to say, the Bengals, taking the Bengals, like, who would have thought the Bengals, because they haven't been great for a long time, so, you know, taking the Bengals to the championship game, and, like, the story of Joe Burrow, second-year quarterback, first-year ACL tear, second-year quarterback, with his running mate from LSU, what he did in LSU, the story, where he came from, the stuff he did. Like, that's a narrative. Like, that's why you root for the Bengals, though, because you gotta like Joe Burrow. You like the moxie on the kid, and you like what he does. But I don't know, their offense has got some missing pieces, little suspect. Defense, missing pieces, little suspect. Defense, in general, little suspect. Offense, when it gets rolling, it gets rolling. They got a guy, Jamar Chase. And they got a pretty solid running back. And then they got a whole receiving core. Like, they got one of the better receiving cores in the league. Along with, I would say, if you count the tight end, the Chiefs are pretty solid. All the Bills are pretty solid, but they're up there. They're up there with like the Cowboys, I would say. And so, you know, that's a story. The Bengals could do it. That would be a great story. On the other hand, you got the Titans, the number one seed. And that's a number one seed with what they say is a full go Derrick Henry, sending him through people, no snap counts. And if that's the case, we might be, we the Bengals might have their handful with some of those issues. But I don't know. The Titans feel like, I mean, they got their receivers back. They're probably both healthier than they have all year. Got a bye. You know, it's the end of the year, obviously, but they've missed a lot of getting games in and out. They might have their whole crew there. Tannehill, very serviceable. Nothing wrong with Tannehill. Very serviceable quarterback. I do believe it. I just do. I think they're fine. I think they're a good squad. I believe that defense probably has a lot of injuries. Still solid. Vrabel, I think, though, that the thing here, yeah, the thing to think about, to take away from this, is Vrabel is a hell of a coach. Now, if we're going coach versus coach, I'm probably taking... Vrabel as the coach. So, you know, take that in consideration. So, yeah, I think Vrabel's a better coach. I don't know. I think the Bengals are that pick to just upset. I really do. I think that's kind of the Phil pick. Like, that's the story, the narrative. You know, the pick you take because you want the narrative to continue, I think. I believe that's the case. I believe that's the narrative you would want. But yeah, I think that's the narrative you really want. But I just think the Titans, I would probably put money on the Titans. Like, that's how confident I am of the Titans. I just believe they're the better team. But it should be a closed game because the Titans have had a lot of injuries all year. They've kind of stayed above water, somehow kept winning. I know they're the number one seed, but it feels like it should be a close game. Vrabel's the better coach, but like I said, it just feels like a close game, but it still feels like a Titans game. So, yeah, I think the spread on this one's pretty interesting if you're doing sports betting. But, yeah, I'm going to take the Titans. But who do I want to? Like, I believe that Joe Burrow narrative would absolutely be awesome. That's really all I can say about it is, like, that Joe Burrow narrative would absolutely be awesome. That storyline, awesome. Yeah, it would just be an awesome storyline. It'd be a good storyline. But I don't believe it'll happen. But yeah, if I was in Hollywood writing a script on this game, I took some pauses, so I probably lost a little bit here and there, but if I was in Hollywood writing a script for this game, my script would definitely be Joe Burrow versus Tom Brady. Even Joe Burrow versus Aaron Rodgers. That would probably be my first script, though. Would be Tom Brady versus Joe Burrow. Like, that would be the script that you would want to write. That would be TV worthy or movie worthy or whatever. Like that's the script. Now, with that said, if you were writing another script that just sounds cool, that would be awesome.
I think you go.
I think Stafford would have to be in the script because it'd be the first time. You know, he's been doing it a long time. Stafford back in there. You could also go with Patrick Mahomes and Brady because of what Mahomes has done early in his career. But Stafford, and we already know that narrative, but Stafford, I don't know who you would take from the AFC side. Like, it just feels like Stafford winning, though, would be a very cool, like, storyline or narrative, because basically what you're doing is a guy who's never won when he was with the Lions, because the Lions suck, but not winning goes to Rahab Winswood. So, like, just Stafford winning, I don't think it matters against who. I mean, he has to go through, you know, he has to go through Brady if they're actually going to win anyway. So that story kind of writes itself. Probably has to go through Rodgers if they're going to win it anyway. I mean, so you go through Brady and Rodgers, and then let's say Patrick Mahomes. Your story's gonna be written right there for you. Guy comes, you know, Detroit, a losing city, comes to the Rams, they get a winner. So those are some storylines. Those are some things that, like, people can look at and be like, that's a good, we're gonna write something about it. I think those are actually some pretty good storylines. Obviously, Rodgers can write a story too, about his whole entire year. COVID, immunization. Like, if you agree or disagree with Aaron Rodgers, and really, I could care less about that nonsense. But a lot of idiots in the world got their opinions on, like, everything, and I mean, you can agree and disagree with him, but it's just funny to watch people get tore up about it. But that right there would be a cool narrative. Obviously, Tom Brady winning a bunch of championships, cool, but yeah, pretty awesome to think about and kind of discuss and just, you know, that's the thing, is just kind of discussing your storylines. I said I was going to transition this, and I might as well. Also, the Lakers suck. The Lakers are hot garbage. They stink. They are hot garbage. I don't know what they can do. And, like, it's not all LeBron's fault, or it's probably not even LeBron's fault. The haters are going to say it's all LeBron's fault. Here's the GM and everything. That's what a hater will tell you. But in reality, I don't think so. But anyway, let's transition this from the sports world for just a second. I was talking about, you know, wishing spring was here. I was once told by a great man, I think it was my father, actually, is what I was saying, but I'm pretty sure this is who told me this. You know, he told me not to wish your time away. He told me that when I was younger. He told me that, I don't know, numerous times. I probably didn't hear it as much when I got older. I don't remember it as much once I got a little bit older, but he always said, don't wish your time away. And, you know, that really does hold a lot of merit, a lot of there's a lot of reality in that, a lot of truth in that, a lot of basically just a lot of reality in that and a lot of truth to it. And pretty much the reasoning is, I mean, you're just wishing your life away. You gotta live in the present. You gotta live in the now. I'm working on getting old. I was gonna say my age. I don't guess it matters. I'm 33 years old, and I'll be 34 this year. I've always said, you know, I felt like I may not make it through my 30s, and for any kind of reason, I just always said that. I hope, you know, obviously I hope to live to be 60, 70. Just something I just felt like when I was younger. Maybe when I was, I don't know how long I've been thinking like that, but it's been a long time. And I guess it's just because I can feel my body not being great. And I believe, like, something gets us all, and I believe cancer is going to get the people that stupid shit don't get, cancer gets. I mean, a lot of us don't get out just completely kind of unscathed. Obviously, we don't get out unscathed, but you know what I'm saying, to the point to where you live a full life. Still pretty hard to do. But yeah, with that said, you know, I was always told, what are you doing, wishing your life away? Or something like that, you know? And there's a lot of truth to that. Like, you really do wish your life away when you're looking forward to something that's kind of off in the distance. And people do this all the time. It could be a trip. It could be anything. It could be anything you're looking forward to. Let's say it's your birthday is like in a few weeks, and you're looking forward to it. That. Looking forward to graduation. This was probably when he said it most times. And it's a real thing though. Like, you want to get to that point in your life because it's a milestone. You want to get to certain points in your life because they're milestones. You want to get to certain places in your life because you do work hard to get to them. But in reality, once you get to them, and once you get to that certain place in life, you kind of, you're running out, you know? Your life's getting shorter every day, though. Your life's getting shorter every second. Because you're not guaranteed. You're not getting any of that time behind you back. So every second you live, your life is getting shorter. And, you know, I'm not here to preach about stuff and all that stuff, but it's just that's it. That's the truth, though. Like, we want to get to certain points in our life so bad that we really do wish our life away. And then once we get to those points, you look back and you're like, whew, I'm glad to be here, but dang. Like, for me, it's like, dang. I'm 33 years old now, you know, like, and I'm still not where I want to be in life, really. I just want to be, I want more. I need more. I want more in life. I need more in life. I want more out of life. I want to be more successful. I want to be better. And so I still haven't done everything or anything that I really want to do. And that's kind of, I do have this drive to be better, but I think it's almost a detriment to me because I want to be so much better. Like, I'm struggling with, like, I don't want to be okay. I don't want to be decent. I don't want to be, I don't know. I want to be so much better, and I want to make more money, and I want to be successful. I want to be complete successful, and I feel like, you know, I got to get there, and I think sometimes I'm a little too hard on myself where I'm at in life. And trying to force myself to get to that point. But like I said, that's the reality. Once you look ahead, and I remember, I'm pretty sure it was a lot of times in high school. It was definitely other times he told me that. But I'm going to guess I heard that quite a bit when I was going through high school. And I was thinking, okay, it's about time to graduate. You know, I can't wait to get to graduation. You know, I can't wait to move on with my life. And at that time, I had a girlfriend who, we had a toxic relationship. But we were engaged. And, you know, I mean, you know, as a kid, you're like, I'm going to marry that girl. Like, so, you know, you've seen this future on the other side of this high school thing. You've seen this life after high school. You heard about, you know, the life after high school. So you would say that, but he would be like, what, you just wishing your life away? You know, and he would say it in like a tone or a voice that was like not completely serious, I guess. It would kind of be a, I don't guess it's a joke, but it wouldn't be like an all complete serious voice. It would just be a line that he delivered, and he delivered it so often that it was just, you know, that's what he would say. That's it. That was his lines, his words. And so, like, but there's a lot of truth to it. And a lot of truth to it now that you look back on it, especially even then, looking at it from any point of view you want to look at it. There is a lot of truth to that. And you do wish for stuff. You want to get to certain points in your life. Like, you want to see them. You want to be successful, and you want to get to that point because there's stuff there. But I could ramble on about this in different versions of it. But, you know, my thing is, and my thing been recently and for a while now, you know, especially I guess as I've grown older and matured a little bit, is, you know, live in the moment. Live now. Tomorrow may not be here, but if tomorrow gets here, you can live in that moment next. So, you know, that's my thing. That's where I'm coming from. But till next time, we out. This is the Goat Channel.